The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Glad to be with you. Hopefully you have the toast going by now, got the eggs going, coffee, tea. Today's topic, A Tale of Two Markets. Yes, we're using a little Charles Dickens here. But A Tale of Two Markets, December 2018, January 2019. They don't look anything alike. And why we're going to tackle A Tale of Two Markets is for you to better understand what happened in December, what is happening now in January, and how you can learn from all this that's happened all in about 4 or 5 weeks. So the low so far, oddly enough, is on Christmas Eve when the market closed at 1 o'clock and we saw relentless selling. So what have we learned? Well, we learned not to panic. So during this time in December when, it was the perfect storm, which we'll talk about in a little bit, why all the reasons why the sell-off. But no doubt about it, most investors really got nervous. I mean, that's an understatement. I've been doing this 30 years, and I've been on Set of Fox Business for the last several years, and I'm on almost every week. I'm on with colleagues that are 35, 40, 45 years in the business. We all agree this is one of the nastiest sell-offs that we've ever seen, and the combined experience is a lot of experience. And the reason why, like, they called it a correction. I guess the president called it a glitch. It was definitely a lot more than a correction or a glitch. Actually, I called it a crash. Yes, a crash. You think about 1987, losing 25% in one day. But it was over a series of a couple of weeks of the kind of slow-moving or fast-moving crash, if you like to call it. But no doubt about it, it was very, very severe. But what we saw, it tens of billions of dollars coming out of stock funds. Wait a second. Whoa. This is really important. We're going to cover here. Back in August, September, you know, I follow this, what we call trim tabs or other thing, Lipper, that tracks the money going in stocks or coming out of stocks. And I use that as a contrarian indicator. Listen up, this is going to help you. So back in August, September, when the market's setting records, real investors buy high and sell low. Didn't mom teach us to buy low, sell high? Well, we'll get to that in a second too. So back in August, September, market setting records, you know, beating January's 2018 numbers. And we saw tens of billion dollars per week going to the stock market. Then October 3rd came and we had a little wet blanket thrown on us by Fed Chair Powell, who said, wait a second, the economy is moving too fast and we may have to raise rates a lot in 2019. And that's when this all started. So we cascaded down in October. November, we kind of stabilized a little bit, only to see the worst December since 1931, as I referred to it on the Mike and Casey show, a December to remember, but really for all the wrong reasons. So what was happening now, just a couple months later, in the middle of December, we saw $40, $50 billion a week coming out of stock funds. Wait a second. The Dow was at 26,500, 950, almost like 27,000 when people were putting tens of billions of dollars into the stock market. And let's see, about 6-8 weeks later, Dow goes down below 22,000. And now we see $30, $40, $50 billion a week coming out of stock funds. Not good. Not good at all. So the reason why I bring this up is that we constantly want to talk to our clients about rebalancing. You know, let's say you start off with 70% stocks, 30% bonds. Or actually, let's make it even simpler. Let's make it 50-50, half stocks, half bonds. And at the end of the quarter 2018, you know, things change and maybe your stock's only worth 40% and your bonds are now worth 60%. Probably when I talk about bonds, I'm talking like treasury bonds or something really, really safe. If you go into corporate bonds or high yield bonds, they act like stocks when the market sells off. So anyway, so let's say 50-50, the end of the quarter, yikes, it wasn't an ugly, ugly December to remember. Even though we got a little bounce after Christmas, Santa Claus, I guess, lost his GPS somewhere along the way. But he came late and we had a little bounce in late December. But that being said, though, we still went, let's say you started 50-50. You may have had now 60% in bonds, 40% in stocks, and get back to 50-50. What would you have to do? Yes, you would have to sell some bonds, buy back some more stock, so forth and so on. So what we really want to learn about this tale of two cities or the tale of two markets, thank you, Charles Dickens, it's how you become a better investor and how you can take this volatility to become your friend. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS Your Finances right here on WHUD. I'm here every Sunday morning, bright and early. Maybe not be so bright, a little snow. 6 a.m. here. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, A Tale of Two Markets, Charles Dickens classic, I guess. And what we saw in December and January, just weeks apart, is something, the volatility is amazing. But we have to learn from this. You know, we cannot panic, even though the headlines were as ugly as were in December. I mean, it really was a perfect storm. We had December 18th when the Fed raised rates, and in their question and answer sessions seemed to be pretty inflexible that they're going to continue to raise rates in 2019. There's a whole thing about the balance sheet of, you know, $50 billion a week, a month, excuse me, coming off and creating less liquidity. But anyway, December 18th, we had the Fed talking about raising rates robotically, even though there's so many things were happening on that time for them to leave rates alone. I believe, it's my opinion, most of the time I try to tell you fact, but my opinion is the Fed actually raised rates to show that they're independent from the government, independent from president, because really other Fed governors in the minutes that came out later showed, you know, they're getting kind of queasy. They didn't want to raise rates either with everything that was happening. Mortgage applications going down, new home orders going down, stock market going down, Brexit, you know, overhang with China trade. At that time was the looming federal government shutdown. So there's really no reason to raise rates, quite frankly. You could pause. So anyway, that was December 18th. On top of that, we really had some movement with China, but really no deal in sight. Tax, you know, of course, we had the government shutdown looming at that time. And then on top of it, the selling came in so late in the year, which is so unusual because seasonality, there's such a thing. Usually Thanksgiving week's a pretty strong week, and we got killed in Thanksgiving week. The Santa Claus rally didn't really materialize, we want to call that. Like Santa Claus, as I mentioned before, his little GPS is off a little bit. It came in around December 26th to 27th. But anyway, this market that sold off deep into the year created a problem for most money managers and investors alike, which, wait a second, you have losses in 2018 now, and the market's lower. And let's see, and you have capital gains because earlier in the year you're, you know, buying and selling and making money when the market was doing really well. So the dilemma is for a lot of managers, they had to go and sell stocks, even though they didn't want to sell stocks, because they created tax loss against the gains they had earlier in the year. On top of that, these same money managers were getting liquidation notices of those tens of billions. Remember I said it's really significant, 30, 40, 50 billion a week coming out of stock market. Well, that goes somewhere. That goes to a money manager that says, okay, we're liquidating this mutual fund, can't take it anymore. And even though they're really bullish and they think it's a bad time to sell, they also had to sell. So it was kind of like this accelerated to the downside, so many factors. And after this break, we'll talk more what you can do as an investor with this volatility. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. You just heard from our buddy Mike Bennett. Offer my books for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. What a great time in the new year to kind of get your financial health in order. Yes, we're starting our low-carb diets and getting back to the gym and exercising, walking in the snow, doing the things you're supposed to do. Get your financial health in order. Call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. And get this book for free. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. Some days we talk about the markets. Today we're talking about A Tale of Two Markets. Thank you, Charles Dickens. Sometimes we talk about taxes, estate planning, you name it. We try to cover it all here. GPS for Finance. It's all covered in my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Again, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. 1-800-800-0101. Get a pen, get a paper. I'll tell you one more time. But this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but yours free. The early bird gets the worm, and this is early. You're up early on a Sunday morning. Phone number again is 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel. You should not be out today. It's really yucky. But if you're driving, when you get home, in the WHUD website, I'll go to the lower right-hand corner, click on for more information about the book. So we were just talking right before the break, A Tale of Two Markets, what happened in December, what happened in January. And wow, it is really a tale of two markets, two totally different markets, one cascading down every day, one seemingly going up every day. We don't give enough credit, but this market's been pretty resilient. What is the change? Why did that happen? And what's going to make you a better investor? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's all about the Fed. Now, there's an old saying from Martin Zweig back in the early 1990s. I believe that's who it's attributed to, and the time frame. And that is, don't fight the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. Okay, we're not going to fight the Fed. If the Fed's going to be raising rates and cutting off money supply and cutting off lower interest rates, don't fight it. Don't be aggressive with stocks. That's kind of what Martin Zweig said back in the 90s. And for a while here, which started on October 3rd, and Fed Chair Powell being hawkish. Hawkish meaning, hey, I'm not really worried about growth. I'm just worried about inflation. By the way, we don't have any inflation. He was chasing a ghost. But nonetheless, raising rates. What happens? Companies' borrowing costs go up. Consumers' borrowing costs going up. We saw those mortgage applications fall off a chart because who's going to refinance when rates are going higher? A lot of things happen. In fact, the most powerful person, I believe, in the world economy is Fed Chair Powell, not Trump, believe it or not, is the Federal Reserve and what they do with money supply. So in the past, sometimes they're cutting rates to stimulate the economy. Remember 2008, 2009 disaster, the financial crisis, the Great Recession, you know, you chime in when you want to call it, the Great Recession, we've been calling it, you know, they lowered rates to zero to really stimulate, to get people to go out there and buy properties and rent properties and go out in businesses to expand and so forth. They kind of said, here's money for free. Let's get this kind of economy kickstarted. And eventually did work, trillions of dollars later, but it did work. Here we are at a point where we have unemployment rate at around 3.7, 3.9%. Wages are going up ever so slowly, they're still going up. And the old textbook that Fed Chair Powell was using, 1965 textbook, which basically said, hey, too much money chasing too few goods, which really did work in 1965. However, we have Walmart, we have Amazon, we have a lot of companies pushing prices down. I don't see the inflation. I don't know what he's talking about. Thankfully, after his December 18th raising of rates and being very hawkish, remember the definition of hawkish now, raising rates and not really caring about growth and actually cutting off growth, the market went to a tailspin. However, January 4th of this year, and the tail of two markets and what really changed, again, people were talking about government shutdowns, China trade, it really hinges right here on the Fed. The Fed, he had a meeting in Atlanta, former Fed governors Janet Yellen and Bernanke, and he acknowledged that maybe woke up a little bit. Yes, I'm a critic of the Fed. You could write that down. It's okay. I've done that on national news as well. But he actually acknowledged all the things that we've all been seeing, you know, tightening credit, you know, spreads on government versus treasuries, the stock market taking it on the chin, world market slowing down, China imploding, oil down from $82 a barrel to $45 a barrel, which, by the way, it's good for consumers, but it's also a proxy to global demand. That is, when oil goes down, something's pretty scary that's happening in the global. So a lot of things going on. And he actually woke up that day on January 4th and acknowledged everything that we all thought and the market was saying to him, hinting, you know, that you don't need to raise rates. In fact, he basically said, we're going to be more data dependent. We're going to be more patient and flexible when it comes to interest rate hikes. And those two words is what changed this market into what we have now. Now, it doesn't say we can't have another correction this year. Doesn't mean the market can't go lower. But there is a little bit of a safety net, at least investors feel now, what Fed Chair Bernanke did prior to him and Janet Yellen prior, that they acknowledge that data changes. And for a while there, unfortunately, I felt it was like my late Uncle George. God bless him. Great guy. But, you know, if it's facts change, you say, no, Ken, that's not true. It's still this way. It's still this way. Do you have someone like that in your family? You know, that if something changes, you know, facts, and they don't really kind of go with it, they still go with something from like 1965. Well, I had one of those in my family. I bet you did too. Anyway, that's why everybody felt Fed Chair Powell was this kind of person who was very stoic and just didn't get it and wasn't going to move. And on that January 4th talk, after January 3rd, the market took it on the chin. I think it's January 3rd, January 4th, that he basically said, I'm going to be more flexible. We're going to be more flexible. We recognize that things are slowing down. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to break your ears this early in the morning, but that he actually recognizes that things are slowing down. And instead of raising rates, they're going to pause and just leave rates alone for a while. And that's what turned on a dime. That's what makes this the tale of two markets. So when you're investing and looking at all the different things, and maybe you're not looking at the bullseye for investing, I believe, is following the Fed. And the Fed is going to keep raising rates. By all means, they would throw us in a recession. Corporate profits would go down. Unemployment rate would go higher. Again, it's such a weird thing to think the Fed really wants to have higher unemployment to keep inflation low, but that's another theory. But think about it. The Fed changed their tune. And here we are in the middle of a government shutdown. I hope not in the middle of it, but towards the end of it. China trade still looming. March 2nd, the kind of deadline, otherwise tariffs go higher. You know, still a lot of bugaboos out there. The Mueller investigation, a new Congress fighting with the president. We have a lot of ugly things going on. Yet the market's climbing higher. Why? And this happened back in January 2016, the same type of thing. When we come back at this break, we'll talk more about that and how you become a better investor by learning more about the Fed, these cycles that we have of boom and bust. And right after this message, we're going to talk about how to set your pendulum and follow the markets.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And we have a lot to talk about. Today's topic, a tale of two markets. What happened December 2018 and what's happening now, January 2019. What the difference is. We said the Fed. We'll talk more about that and how to make you a better investor. But one of the best ways to make you a better investor, Mike Bennett already said it. Call for your book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat of a semi-autobiography for me. My father worked at Local 38. Unfortunately, he passed about 4 years ago. Four and a half years ago now. Local 38, sheet metal worker. He had a pension, union benefits. God, he had vision. He had dental. He had all these great things. But Not Your Father's Retirement, because we don't have those things. We have to kind of put those things in place and make your own pension. So Not Your Father's Retirement, that book for free, sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 calls this morning, come on, let's call. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. Yes, I'm talking to you. You. Okay. Pick up the phone. Not Your Father's Retirement. A perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Today's topic about the Fed, what's happening with interest rates, what's happening with unemployment. Guess what? We cover that too. Not Your Father's Retirement. What you need to learn as an investor. So again, 845-371-0101. And by the way, I'm with you every Monday through Friday as well, the Mike and Casey Show. I come on around 8:25, 8:27 in the morning after the traffic and weather and so forth. And on your drive time home, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15 tells you what the market did, the national averages, local averages, national news, local news. We kind of got you covered Monday through Friday. We take a break on Saturday, and here we are with you Sunday morning. So we want to help you become a better investor. So again, Mike and Casey Show, Monday through Friday. Hear me around 8:25 in the morning with you. You know, tackling what's happening in the national news. Of course, overnight, there's always news. I can't actually do the report until the very, very last minute because the news changes so fast. So Mike and Casey's show around 8:25 in the morning after traffic. You'll hear the market report and 5:15 on the way home. So, and also check out our website, MahoneyGPS.com. M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. GPS. Why? It looks like a GPS when you come to our website. And we help navigate you. That's what my books are, themes are about. Seven books I wrote on retirement planning, which is Not Your Father's Retirement. You heard the offer before. Is about retirement planning, about, you know, taking your GPS, like you have plug it in where you want to go. Destination, I want $7,000 a month. I want $6,000 a month. I'm going to live in the Carolinas. I hate this cold winter. But whatever it is, you put in your destination, and the GPS will show you how to get there. So MahoneyGPS.com is our website. And you may want to, listen to this, you may want to sign up for the newsletter, which is free. It's right there on the website, and I'll tell you why. Because I put a note to investors and to the newsletter when the market was hemorrhaging in 2018. Seems so long ago. It was only a few weeks ago. The market was every day going down because the Fed was very hawkish at that time. And I said, you know what? This reminds me of 2016. Again, not that every market is the same. All markets are different. But there's some similarities. And the similarity was that early 2016, the first five trading days of the year, was down. The market was down some like 10 or 12%. One of the worst starts in the history of the markets. Why? At that time, the Fed. Hello, this is what we're talking about today. The Fed. Watch the Fed. Watch the Fed. Don't fight the Fed. Martin Zweig. Everything today, the tale of two markets, to me, pins on this Fed. So back in 2016, Janet Yellen, while the market was imploding, while oil was imploding, while China was imploding, all these things around this just like poof was happening, you know, late in 2018, which happened on the FedPal. Back in January 2016, Janet Yellen was going through the same topics. And at that time also saying, well, we're going to raise rates in 2016. And the markets didn't like it at all. Well, guess what? A couple weeks later in January, she woke up, like Fed Chair Powell woke up, and recognized the data was falling apart. Unlike, you know, again, they use these models. Here we are, the most influence on the markets and the economy in the world, and we're running off some type of models as opposed to real data. Anyway, her models were off, and the market was right. And what did she say back in January 2016? You know what? We're going to leave rates alone for some time. We're going to be, again, she didn't say patient and flexible, but in her own words, we're going to leave rates alone. Actually, later that year, late 2016, they raised rates. But we had a huge move in February, March off of that, almost like we're experiencing, or pretty much we're experiencing right now in January 2019. So you see the parallels here. You see, and that newsletter that I sent, MahoneyGPS.com, you sign up for a newsletter for free. Each Tuesday evening, it goes out. But in my newsletters to clients, I'll say, hey, hang tight. This is awful. I hate the markets also. Let's hope cooler heads prevail. Let's hope Powell can figure this out. They can throw out his 1965 textbook that he took out in graduate school and recognize the real numbers of the real economy, not only here in the U.S., but also overseas what's happening. And let's hope this playbook goes like 2016, that Janet Yellen backed off her hawkish stance and become more dovish, let growth appear a little bit. So it's really important that we follow the Fed. We learn lessons from prior markets, and that's why this 2016. So what should investors do? You know, it's pretty much a common theme I mentioned. So watch the Fed, we've said. Watch interest rates. It's a really important part of how much it costs money. Companies rely on it. Every little quarter point, like, oh, God, it's a quarter point, no big deal. You know, a quarter point for a $1 billion loan portfolio is a lot of money. So these quarter points, nine of them all add up. But also another thing that I've noticed is that, you know, we have these boom and bust cycles, which used to be like 5 years of a boom and then 2 years of a bust. You know, we get them like in weeks, 5 weeks a boom, 2 weeks bust. I mean, it's like everything's so condensed because of technology and globalization. And what I encourage investors to do is when it's really ugly out there, contrarian approach, Warren Buffett, these type of people. In middle of December, late December, the market's hemorrhaging. Guess what? If you have some extra cash in your 401k account, 403b account, add the stocks during that time. Even though the headlines are so awful, 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 if you have many years to retire, the goal is to buy low, sell high, right? So so that's a contrarian part of it. Then the market's zipping like it is now. You take some profits, you know, in whatever the news is. You just kind of take some profits, put it on the side, like an incremental. Again, there's not timing, buy all in December, sell all in January, never time it that well anyway. But incrementally, sell, take some profits, put it on the sideline. And then when we have that rainy day or snowy day or sleet or whatever that type of day is, and the market's going to sell off again, because we go like a pendulum. It goes from one side extreme to oversold, way, way, way oversold. The oscillators we use was the most extreme oversold reading I've seen in December, to almost overbought, extreme. These oscillators we follow, these kind of stats and numbers, extreme overbought right now, and actually do some selling, taking some profits, and wait for that rainy day. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. Mahoney Asset Management, we enjoy bringing you GPS refinances every Sunday. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous new year.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.